Cameron Art Museum hosts two special events this weekend. On Saturday, it's Clyde's Holiday by the Sea, featuring North Carolina folk artist Clyde Jones. Clyde creates critters out of wood remnants and recycled materials. Clyde's critters can be anything from dogs to sea creatures to fantasy animals, and they can be found all over the world. Some of his work is even at the Great Wall of China. Clyde has been working with families to make community critter installations at the Cameron Art Museum for years. Georgia Mastroini, CAM's Director of Family and Youth Education, explains how it works.
Clyde Jones creates these critters from logs of wood, and he himself creates them by forming them by using a chainsaw, and sometimes he paints them, sometimes he doesn't paint them. He'll use recycled materials to put on eyeballs or tails or different details of the animal. The way that we do it at the kids' event is that we pre-cut flat wooden critters. So that way the kids have an easier time of painting directly onto the wood, and they can make it polka dot, they can make it striped, they can make it whatever they want to. Clyde will also be drawing right there on the site. He'll be creating his own critters, and those are usually much larger. And those will be cut out by staff and volunteers, and then those will be added to the mix. But that's the fun of it, because each year we never know what Clyde is going to create.
On Sunday, the Cameron Art Museum invites the community in for the Floating Lantern Ceremony. This is connected to the Lantern Exhibit, featuring lanterns created by the community under the direction of artist Fritzi Huber. Nan Pope, the lantern coordinator, says working with the lanterns was so meaningful last year, they decided to do it again this year.
It was a way for us to bring community and creativity to the time of season where people are expecting some light-related, something to look at and enjoy. It's a little hard to visualize, but what we do is the CAM staff creates a wooden base, and then we have a paper sleeve that fits over the lantern. And so anyone that wants to participate can come and buy the sleeve, and they can decorate it in any way they wish. If they want to make a memory of someone or just decorate it, personalize it in any way, and then we start floating the lanterns. They're floated on our CAM reflecting pond. We'll have music outdoors, the New Hanover High School steel drums, and then we'll have the Suzuki Talent Education of Wilmington. This is a group of violins led by Lorraine Westermark. And then we'll finish with the native flute player, Michael Jones. He makes his own native flutes, and it's a little bit more of a solemn music, quite lovely and very fitting for the outdoor activities. Indoors, we're going to have two harpists, Julie Reeder and Carol Green. And then there's a wonderful acoustic group called The Casserole with Steve Todd, and they're going to be playing some guitars and mandolins inside the museum. So
once all the lanterns are launched on the pond, it is absolutely breathtaking.
It is. It's the words that we use are remembrance, reflection, and gratitude. It's a very unique atmosphere with the live music going on, and people seem to be talking very spirited, but in hushed tones. It's a very respectful atmosphere. It has a good feel to it.
That was Georgia Mastroini and Nan Pope from the Cameron Art Museum. Tomorrow morning from 11 to 2, it's Clyde's Holiday by the Sea. And on Sunday afternoon, the Floating Lantern Ceremony from 4 to 7. Find details about these events at whqr.org.